one could be under the wrong impression that in the present day medical scenario, with all the wonderful technologies, the art of clinical skill should take a back seat. But the truth is otherwise. Even in the midst of the finest scanners, bedside talking with the patient or listen to the patient and the time-honored bedside method are as important, if not more, to arrive at the final diagnosis and also to chalk out the future management strategies. Now, I have to say something about the normal and abnormal heart sounds. First of all, normal heart sounds. First and second heart sounds are usually audible in a normal heart by stethoscope. Third and fourth heart sounds are normally inaudible. Normal first heart sounds have two components, M1 and T1, and those are due to closure of mitral and tricuspid valve respectively. Normally, it is dull and prolonged, but audible at the apex, and it indicates the beginning of the ventricular systole. Normal second heart sounds also have two components, A2 and P2, and are produced due to closure of the aortic and pulmonary valves respectively. It is short and high-pitched, best audible in pulmonary and aortic area, indicating beginning of ventricular diastole. Accentuated first sound. If the valve cusps remain wide apart at the beginning of the systole due to a high pressure gradient between the atria and ventricles, then first heart sound become loud. The causes are mainly mitral stenosis, tricuspid stenosis, tachycardia from any cause. In Ebstein's anomaly, where there is large leaflet of tricuspid valve, T1 is greatly accentuated. In hypertensive patient, due to increased muscle mass, first heart sound becomes accentuated. Here, the accentuated first heart sound is due to mitral stenosis. Now, splitting of the first heart sound. If the gap between the closure of M1 and T1 exceeds 0.06 seconds, two components of first heart sound can be heard separately and splitting of first heart sound occur. The cause is mainly complete right bundle branch block. In case of stenosed mitral valve, reverse splitting occur, that is, instead of T1 following M1, and M1 will follow T1. Now, splitting of second heart sound. Physiological splitting of second heart sound is quite common and can be heard when a healthy person takes a deep breath and holds it. When the sound of second heart sound shows splitting both in inspiration and expiration, then only it is pathological. It is either due to excessive delay in the pulmonary valve closure, as in right bundle branch block, ASD, pulmonary stenosis, defective right ventricular function, or due to premature closure of the aortic valve, as in mitral regurgitation, ventricular septal defect. Now, S3 gallop. It is a ventricular filling sound heard during the rapid filling phase in ventricular diastole following the closure of aortic valve. It may be physiological in children and young adults. If it is heard in persons over the age of 40 years, then only be considered as pathological, which may be heard loudest at the apex or near the sternum. The causes are systemic hypertension, myocardial infarction, mitral regurgitation, thyrotoxicosis, cardiomyopathy, massive pulmonary embolism, etc. S4 gallop. It is an atrial contraction sound. In complete heart block, fourth heart sound may be audible in pre-systolic phase. Other causes are pulmonary or systemic hypertension, pulmonary embolism, myocardial infarction, aortic stenosis, conditions associated with left ventricular outflow tract obstruction, etc. In case of left-sided S4, it can be best heard at the apex with the patient in the left lateral position holding breath in expiration. Summation gallop. It is an extra sound produced due to summation of the third and fourth heart sound and seen in left ventricular failure due to acute myocardial infarction or systemic hypertension. Now about the opening snap. An opening snap can be produced only when a high pressure gradient between the atrium and ventricular persists and it is a sharp, high-pitched sound. It is an early diastolic sound, occurs few seconds after A2, best heard after deep expiration, and it is loudest between apex and left sternal border. Now about the abnormal heart sounds and about the murmur. Murmur is the adventitious extra abnormal heart sounds apart from the classical heart sounds produced by circulatory sequences through the valves, great vessels, or abnormal opening, where there is an abnormal turbulence in the circulating blood. If murmur is present, its site, timing, quality, conduction, intensity, alteration with respiration, change with change of posture should be noted very carefully. Murmurs are of different quality, like rumbling, such as in mitral stenosis, blowing, like mitral regurgitation, harsh, just like in aortic stenosis, soft, like aortic regurgitation, machinery, that means continuous machinery like in PDA, high-pitched in aortic regurgitation or low-pitched in mitral regurgitation. According to timing, there are different types of murmur. First of all, late systolic murmur. It is found in myocardial infarction and mitral valve prolapse with mitral incompetence. Diamond-shaped systolic murmur. It is also a type of pan-systolic murmur, and it can be heard in mitral and tricuspid incompetence. Pan-systolic murmur. The causes are mainly mitral incompetence, tricuspid incompetence, and ventricular septal defect. Mid-diastolic murmur. It is found in mitral stenosis, tricuspid stenosis, left atrial myxoma. Pre-systolic murmur. In the atrial outflow tract obstruction, as in mitral or tricuspid stenosis, the murmur can be heard in pre-systolic stage along with the mid-diastolic murmur, and there is accentuation of pre-systolic murmur because of the active atrial contraction in the last rapid filling phase of the ventricle. Now, continuous murmur. It begins in systole, continues, and overlapping the second heart sound to diastole. The causes are PDA, where it is called Gibson's murmur, pulmonary arteriovenous fistula, bronchopulmonary anastomosis, coronary arteriovenous fistula, etc. Now, one another important heart sound, that is pericardial friction rub. It is a rough and coarse sound. It is best heard in the apex and over pulmonary area after holding the respiration. It can be best elicited by pressing the diaphragm of the stethoscope firmly to the chest wall with the patient in upright and leaning forward position. Pericardial friction rub is found where there is an inflammation of pericardium without or with small amount of effusion. The conditions are acute fibrinous pericarditis of rheumatic origin, acute pericarditis of tuberculous origin, acute non-specific pericarditis of viral origin, chemical pericarditis due to chronic renal failure, reactionary or hemorrhagic pericarditis due to myocardial infarction, pyogenic pericarditis, malignant pericarditis in association with bronchogenic carcinoma, pericarditis associated with acute pulmonary embolism. At last, I hope that this CD will help you to improve your clinical skill in the coming future. Thank you.